Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs. Piawza! The Tune Meister is back in the house. I hope you enjoyed last week's concert fest. And tonight, we're going to move back into the rockin' 70s with something a little special. I've got four concerts from 1978 ahead of us. That's right, four. The late 70s was a trying time, if y'all remember. Disco was starting to rear its ugly head, and thank God rock and roll beat it into submission. Bands like the Bee Gees, Barry Gibbs, and many, many others were just too much to tolerate. And the first band, although the music kind of changed in content and what have you, the next band up is, or the first band up, is a British band that was formed in 1977. The band's name is Dire Straits. And Dire Straits, their highest selling album, Brothers and Album, sold 30 million copies and has a distinction of being the first album to ever sell over 1 million copies on compact disc. Believe it or not. And when Dire Straits launched the second leg of their fall tour in October of 78, it marked their first extended run of shows outside the UK. The band visited France, Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands, promoting both their self-titled debut album and the single, Sultans of Swing. This soundboard recording captures the band on October 1978, the second of six nights in the Netherlands. Sit back and prepare to hear Dire Straits at the very onset of their career. And there is a Dire Straits Bob Dylan connection, and we'll chat a little bit about that after we listen to Dire Straits. So hop back in your Wayback Machine, buckle up, grab your libations, spark them up if you got them, and let's rock out to some Dire Straits.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on Q8 Sport, the Tune Master brings you Happy Hour. Saturday nights on Q8-3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on Q8-3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on Q8-3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Sam-O Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on Q8-3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis. Plan anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24-7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net. Wah, wah.
Thank you, good night.
Daughter, baby, tell me. New thing. Once upon a time in the West. Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll do my very best.
You don't do
Another new one. Thank you. This is Brian Tyne and the rest. Here's one called Lady Writer. karaoke. Thank you. Soldier.
way on down south, way on down south, one down town. Check out Guitar George. Rhythm. He doesn't want to make you cry or say. Yes, I know guitar is on. He can fall. When he gets up on the lights, play the thing.
Devi and Nancy and Gianlucci for my coffee break. Checking out the movies in the magazine. A waitress who watches me. Call some phone, Barack Obama. Get a pickup. On a steel guitar. So yeah. And it's really too much for us that you all come down. Great. Thank you very much. I love you, Holland. Well, what do you want to do? Shall we just sort of boogie around a little bit?
Yeah, what a kick-butt concert. Reviews of the Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits' first big hit, often cited Mark Knopfler's vocal as sounding like Bob Dylan. And when Dylan saw the Dire Straits for the first time in 1978, he was so impressed that he invited Knopfler and drummer pick Withers to plan his next album, Slow Train Coming. Knopfler also played on the Dylan albums Infidels and Down in the Groove. And in 2010, 2011, and 2012, Knopfler toured as lead-in act for Dylan and occasionally set in during Bob's set, believe it or not.